and everlasting Savior from our sin and death. It is our God's grace upon us. Our salvation in Christ is the most precious thing that man can have in this world because it is everlasting and it is real. The modern times we live in, the meaning of real is losing its importance. Even if you tell unbelievers that Jesus died on the cross and rose again, it doesn't really matter to them. But until 100 years ago, there were people who strongly argued against the deity of Jesus and the miracles in the Bible, the doctrine of substitutionary atonement, and the bodily resurrection of Jesus. However, these days, people have no problem with our truths being different from theirs as long as it does not interfere with their lives. Moreover, we live in a time when truth is considering nothing important because people believe that life is essentially meaningless. The light of religion that God gave in everyone's heart seems to be disappearing in the modern days we live in. However, the truth that Jesus, the incarnated Son of God, died and rose again, it is a very important, real historical event that everyone in this world should know and care about. This morning I'll talk about the reality of death of Jesus and how important it is for all of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can worship you. Your spirit be upon all of us so that we can receive your word with our faith and joy in Christ. In his name we pray, amen. In Matthew 27, verse 59 to 61 says, "And Joseph took the body and wrapped in it a clean linen shroud, and he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the tomb." So the verse 60 says that Jesus was buried in Joseph's new tomb. Who was Joseph? And same chapter, verse 57 says, "When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus." Joseph was a rich man from Arimathea. The scripture testifies that he was a rich man because it is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verse 9 says, "They made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Our Lord, who had no deceit in his mouth and did not commit any violence, suffered the punishment of death on the cross, which the wicked deserve, but he was buried with them." Many Bible commentators believe this Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled by Joseph the rich man from Arimathea, who gave his new tomb to Jesus. Verse 57 says, "Joseph was a rich man, but he was a disciple of Jesus." John 19:38 says, "After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took away his body." Joseph was a disciple of Jesus who quietly followed him because he was afraid of his fellow Jews. Luke 23, verse 50 to 51 says, "Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented their decision and action. He was looking for the kingdom of God." Joseph was a member of the council, but he was a good and righteous man. He had not consented to council decision. The scripture also testified that Joseph was looking for the kingdom of God. He was afraid, but he had faith in Jesus. His faith awakened his conscience so that he could not agree with the decision to put Jesus to death. And he realized that the kingdom that the Jews were trying to establish on this earth with their own effort was not the real kingdom. Joseph was waiting for the real kingdom of God. Matthew 4:17 says, "From the time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" From the beginning of public ministry, Jesus preached about repentance and the kingdom of God. Joseph repented of his sins and believed in Jesus. He became a real citizen of God's kingdom, which he was looking for. But now, Joseph went away after he buried the body of Jesus in his new tomb. In verse 6, he says, "And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb, and he went away." This part, we need to think about two things, I believe. The first, Jesus truly died. And second, Joseph thought everything was over. Joseph clearly had a hope that the kingdom of God will be established by Jesus. However, it seems that he did not yet realize that Jesus had to die on behalf of God's people for their sins so that they can enter the kingdom of God. After Joseph thought everything was over, he went away from the tomb hopelessly. Isaiah 53:9 prophesies that Jesus will be buried in a rich man's tomb, while the previous verse, verse 8, prophesies that no one at the time understood the true meaning of death of Jesus. It says, "By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people?" The disciples of Jesus were sad because the innocent Jesus had been put to death by an unjust trial. However, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, they did not know yet that Jesus' unjust death was due to their own sins. They did not realize that it was a substitutionary death to enable them to enter the kingdom of God. The death of Jesus was real. Their feeling of loss was real. But even Joseph, who dared to bury the body of Jesus despite the criticism of his fellow Jews, did not know that Jesus died for Joseph himself yet. So he walked away from the tomb without hope. It's not that Joseph only, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, none of the other disciples at the time understood that Jesus died on the cross for the transgressions for God's people. In Luke 24, among the two disciples going to Emmaus, a man named Cleopas grieved and said these things to the resurrected Jesus. He said, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was prophet, mighty in deeds and words before God and all the people, and how your chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucify him. But we had hoped that he was the one who redeemed Israel." Those who hoped in Jesus for the restoration of Israel lost their hope because Jesus actually died on the cross. But later, when Jesus was resurrected, Joseph's sadness was definitely changed into joy. However, the nature of Joseph's sorrow over the death of Jesus should also change. Before, he was sad because a righteous man was unjustly judged, but now his sadness will be changed to a personal belief that a righteous man was unjustly judged because of my sins. Only then, the kingdom of God that Joseph was looking for became real. It is because the kingdom of God is in Jesus Christ, who truly died for the transgression of God's people, and Joseph was one of them. That was the will of God. Isaiah prophesies, chapter 53, verse 10 says, "Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He was put to death. He was put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Who are God's offspring? Who are the citizens of the kingdom of God? It is those who believe the death of Jesus was real. Those who believe Jesus died truly for their sins. It is those who believe Jesus truly rose from the dead. It's really God's grace that we have this faith.